You're listening to an episode of the Abigail Pugh podcast with, you guessed it, Abigail Pugh. I'm an introverted mama who took my online business from 0 to 7 figures in 15 months selling my own digital products on social media. And guess what? I did it all with my 3-year-old daughter no less than 3 feet away from me at all times. Now I'm bringing you everything I've learned about building a wildly profitable online business that supports your life while allowing you to truly live it. Get ready for raw, honest conversations with entrepreneurs making thousands per month selling their own digital products and people just like you who ditch self-doubt to create the life they've always wanted. If you're ready to make more money, have more impact, and still have time for the things that matter most, you're in the right place. Grab your sneakers, head out on your hot girl walk, and let's dive in. So today is going to be a fun solo episode, which I'm not going to lie, solo episodes are still so hard for me to record because I'm basically talking to myself for 20 minutes, but I really want to record this episode while this is all still fresh in my brain from what happened last week. So if you follow me over on Instagram, you might know that last week I launched a new digital product. It's actually my Rich Girl Community, which was a new style of digital product for me and simultaneously just a crazy week, right? And yes, I will be sharing how many total people ended up joining during this 5-day launch, but I want to preface this by saying that I have literally been showing up every single day, connecting with my audience, answering questions they have, and overall just building trust for over 2 years now, right? I have put in so much work to get to this point in launching. So you are not allowed to compare your day one or your day 20 or your day 30 to my day 730. Okay. Okay. Now that we have got that out of the way, we're not going to do this like comparison game. I do it to myself too. It's the worst. That's not what I want for any of you. I literally just want to show you how this launch went and recap it and hope that you walk away with something that you can take into your next launch. So let's do a full recap of Rich Girl Community Launch. So if you have taken my Rich Girl launch training, which by the way, I have been receiving the most like insane feedback from y'all about that training. And a common trend that I'm seeing with students who have taken Rich Girl launch is that their launches after doing Rich Girl launch are exponentially better than before having taken Rich Girl launch. And I get it. I am totally like a DIY girl as well. I love to figure everything out on my own. But if you are wanting help, like having it outlined, what you're supposed to post all week, what do you post in stories, what do you email, what do you post? Rich Girl Launch literally has templates for all of that. So if you are launching your first digital product, or maybe you're launching a second one and you're not happy with how the first launch went, definitely I would recommend Rich Girl Launch. I linked it below in the show notes for you guys. Okay, back to what I was saying. If you have taken Rich Girl Launch, you know that I launch all of my digital products in 4 phases. And these 4 phases are growth, priming, launching, then your post-launch phase, right? So today we're going to walk through what I did in each of those phases that resulted in one of my favorite launches I have ever done, but also one of the hardest launches I have ever done. So first and foremost would be the audience growth phase, right? And like I said before, this particular digital product, I kind of consider my audience growth phase to be the last 2 years, right? I didn't do a big push for audience growth before this launch because this product, right, like this community was created for my ride or die customers that already know and trust me. So that was really different than usual for me because usually I would spend 1 to 2 months really focusing on audience growth specific to that new product before launching that new product. So after that, we go into the priming phase. And yet again, you guys, I have been priming my audience for this particular offer for probably over 1 year now. This is something that they have really wanted. And I kept leaving these like little Easter eggs about it, right? Asking them what they wanted in a community or a subscription or a membership, right? I used different wording a lot of the time just to kind of see what people resonated with. I did polls and basically I took an entire year to see what parts of my other offers help my students the most and pulled all of that into this new offer, right? And I did something a little different this time. So I did build a waitlist to basically get all my hottest leads, which just means the people that are the most interested in this offer, onto an email list and launch to them first with like special pricing, right? But I decided to build this waitlist pretty quickly only 2 weeks before launching. So usually I would build out a waitlist for maybe like 1 to 2 months for this kind of launch, but I really wanted only the most interested people on that waitlist. So in my content for those 2 weeks, I really went hard on talking about the waitlist. I'm talking 1 to 2 stories a day about it, and probably at least 1 reel per day talking about it, which it's a lot. Usually I like mix up my content a lot. This was all about getting people on the waitlist. And I ended up getting around 1,500 people on the waitlist during that, I want to say it was like 2 to 2.5 weeks where I was building it, which was insane to me. I have never built a waitlist that big in that short amount of time. And honestly, it just proved that this offer was something people wanted, and it felt really good to see this response around it. Okay, my waitlist is popping, and now it's time to launch. And of course, everything always likes to fall apart in my life when I have a launch. I mean, I kind of just expect it now. And of course, this launch was no different. My daughter had a really bad cough and wasn't sleeping, so I wasn't sleeping. We had a leak in our home, and we were dealing with insurance and remediation. And all of this, of course, is happening when we had a guest staying with us. And our home only has 2 toilets. So because of the leak, we were down to 1 toilet for everyone to use. And I was just feeling so discombobulated. Basically, it was just chaos in our home during the launch. And I don't do well with chaos, right? Also, if you guys listened to episode 5 of my podcast with Little Ray of Health, you might remember that I usually sync my cycle to my launches so that I can launch during my ovulation phase, which is when I feel my very best, my energy is the highest. But because last month I was a little irregular, which I know, like, you probably weren't expecting to hear about that in this podcast episode, but my launch didn't end up lining up with my ovulation phase. So I just felt like I was going to blow this whole thing. And I'm so glad that that's not how it turned out. So Sunday, July 7th, 2-ish weeks after building the waitlist, I sent everyone on the waitlist an email letting them know the details of Rich Girl Community and when they could join the next day, right? So this was a longer email that really laid out who Rich Girl Community was for, what it included, the cost, how involved I would be. So all of the details, right? Because I wanted the next email that would announce that the doors were open to be short and sweet. Essentially, I wanted people to have their minds made up already if they were going to join or not when I sent that like cart open email. And then on Monday, July 8th at 6 p.m., I sent the email saying doors were open, gave them the link to buy. And within 4 hours of sending that email, 300 people had already joined. It was literally insane. And something that I love to do during launches is celebrate the hell out of the people that join, right? I do not take it lightly at all when people choose to invest their money into my offers. And I want them to feel that, right? One way I do this is by writing everyone's names on a sticky note when they join, which, by the way, I'm still writing everyone's names on sticky notes for this particular launch because I got about halfway through the names and my daughter was, in quotes, helping me and mix them up. So I lost my spot and I had to start over. But I also had a little note in my launch email asking them to send me a DM with their name, letting me know they joined so I could add it to my sticky note wall. I cannot express this enough. Launches have to have high energy, but it has to be authentic. And this happens when you launch digital products that you are out of your mind proud of and excited for, right? Your audience, they feel that energy. And again, this is why I usually like to launch during the ovulation phase of my cycle, because that's when I naturally have the highest energy. Okay, back to the launch details. I just get so excited about that. I launched to the waitlist, right? And they had 48 hours to join at the waitlist founding members pricing. And by the end of the 48 hours, over 500 people total had signed up already. And this is where I really let my emotions get the best of me. I was really just feeling so overwhelmed with everything going on at our house and so, so sleep deprived, which, like, if you are a business owner and a mom, like, you know what I'm talking about. That level of sleep deprivation where you're just like, you cannot see things clearly, right? So I'm so sleep deprived that I almost closed the doors after that, right? But ultimately, I took a day to kind of just compose myself. It was actually our 9-year wedding anniversary that day. So it was a really nice day, mostly off of social. Then I came back and I closed out the launch really strong with, drumroll, a total of 718 people joining Rich Girl Community during launch week, which was 5 days total, right? Which it still feels so insane to even say that number. If you are listening to this and you are in Rich Girl Community, I am like so excited for everything to get started this week. We have our first Q&A call this week. They're getting their first round of social media prompts. Like, I am out of my mind excited for that many people to be in this community. Now, this launch isn't how I usually do things, right? Usually after I launch a new digital product, it will just go into my stand store after. But for this offer, I close the doors after launching for 5 days and nobody will be able to join the community for 4 months because I really wanted to focus on the actual community for a while rather than growing it more, right? Because my goal for this community is for it to be where most of my time and focus will go for the next few years. So I really want to build it out perfectly based on the needs of those inside the community. And I felt like if people were just joining all the time, it'd be really hard to do that. Now, the last phase is the post-launch phase, where I kind of make notes of everything that worked and everything that didn't work so I can replicate the successful parts of the launch next time I launch a digital product, right? And one thing I will say is that I loved having a shorter time frame to build my wait list because it ended up converting at almost 47%, I believe. I'd have to do the math again, but I believe it was around 47%, which is really high for waitlist conversion. Average waitlist conversion is usually between 8 and 15%. And I think that this converted so well because people got on the waitlist 2 weeks before it launched, right? It wasn't something that they signed up for like months ago and forgot about. So that is definitely something I will take into consideration next time I launch using a waitlist. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you can take something you learned in this podcast episode and apply it to your next digital product launch. Until next time. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you learned anything from this episode, I would love it if you could share it over on your Instagram stories and tag me at Abigail Pugh. Until next time, love you, mean it.